So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Today is Friday, March 13th. We're entering unprecedented territory as people cancel plans around the world. Yet there's some surprising data about jobs. And we're talking about the first one-on-one Democratic debate. Plus, new planets discovered, wacky dream homes, and a couple of much-needed reasons to feel good this Friday. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. America is sort of shutting down. People all around the country are hunkering down, hoping to contain COVID-19. For one, major U.S. sports leagues have stopped games. Leaders of professional basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, and soccer have all suspended seasons. The PGA Golf Tour is postponed, and March Madness is off. The entire college basketball tournament was scrapped. And sports games are hardly the only events impacted. New York State banned all gatherings of 500 people or more, which means Broadway is shut down, along with Carnegie Hall, the Apollo Theater, and some of the world's most popular museums. The order is even more strict on the opposite side of the country. California and Washington banned gatherings of 250 people or more. Several movie premieres and music tours were canceled, and Disneyland will shut its doors starting tomorrow. Disney World in Florida will also close starting Sunday. It's all billions of dollars lost. In Washington, D.C., Congress shut down the Capitol building to the public, and Politico reports the White House is considering mass teleworking. In fact, all across the country, employees are working from home, and some schools are either suspending classes or going online. If all of this sounds like a bit of an overreaction, remember this. Scientists say avoiding big crowds is the best way to slow the growth rate of this pandemic. So even if these precautions don't bring down the total number of cases, they'll hopefully at least spread the cases out over time so the healthcare system in the U.S. doesn't get overwhelmed by people needing care all at once. The nation's top infectious disease researcher, Anthony Fauci, told Congress the nation's testing system is failing. One, because some healthcare workers are saying they can't get the testing kits they need. And two, because right now you have to get a doctor's approval to get a test. Patients can't just seek them out on their own. Fauci says it all means we don't know how extensive this coronavirus outbreak really is, how many people actually have it. As for the cases confirmed so far, the U.S. surpassed 1,600 cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and the death toll climbed to 41. Top experts expect it to get worse before it gets better. But there are people working on a more long-term solution. CNBC reports a vaccine to prevent the new coronavirus is still on track to start human trials within a few weeks. And a vaccine will likely be ready for the public within the next year to 18 months. Also in D.C., lawmakers are determined to make a deal on providing some economic relief. The Senate canceled its planned recess, saying it's ready to compromise. House Democrats have already been negotiating a plan with the Trump administration. The New York Times says a deal is close that might provide paid sick leave, free testing, and more. Investors are certainly ready to hear what they'll finalize. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 10% yesterday, in the worst day since the Black Monday stock market crash of 1987. Outside of the U.S., Sophie Gregoire Trudeau, the wife of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, has tested positive for the virus. The Prime Minister's office says he is not showing any symptoms, but that he, his wife, and their three children will isolate themselves for 2 weeks just in case. Also remember, the ban on travel from most of Europe to the U.S. starts tonight at midnight, though it does not apply to Americans. Still, it had some Americans overseas scrambling, spending big bucks for last-minute flights home. CNN says some airlines have begun to cancel flights to and from Europe since there will be less demand now. Trump says it'll save lives, but a health expert told NPR it's pointless, that travel bans only work in the early days of an outbreak. Either way, there's more concern about Europe right now since cases there have spiked, specifically in Italy. Reports say the healthcare system there is overwhelmed. Italian hospitals have been scrambling to make space, open new units, and postpone surgeries. In fact, the CDC is calling Europe the new epicenter of COVID-19. And even though the outbreak started in China, 99% of new cases are now popping up outside of China. Of course, as all of this continues to develop, we'll be keeping you updated. The U.S. launched airstrikes at a militia group in Iraq. The Pentagon says it was in retaliation for a rocket attack that killed two American troops and one British service member earlier this week. More than a dozen others were hurt. So U.S. fighter jets hit five locations, mostly weapons facilities owned by militia inside Iraq. The Defense Department said the goal is to make it harder for that militia group to hit U.S. troops again. Another Democratic debate is happening this weekend, and for the first time this presidential cycle, only two candidates will be on stage. It'll be a one-on-one debate between Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden. Remember, Biden has picked up a lot of momentum in the last couple of weeks with big primary wins, but Sanders has made it clear he's not backing down. Of course, the coronavirus will be on their minds. The debate will happen without an audience, and Politico reports it was also moved from Phoenix to D.C. to prevent cross-country travel. Both candidates have also canceled other in-person campaign events in response to COVID-19, though they've added several virtual speeches to their schedules. The debate is this Sunday, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It looks like the coronavirus has not hit the labor market, at least not yet. ABC News reports the number of people filing for unemployment dropped by 4,000 last week, marking two consecutive weeks of declines. In fact, while some industries are hurting, Glassdoor reports the number of job postings is actually way up recently. Companies are looking for new hires with the skills to deal with the virus, from cleaning to healthcare to communications. All right, more news ahead, but first, a quick thanks to our sponsor today. Have you heard about Rothy's yet? If you've been listening a while, you know I'm a big fan. This is a company making stylish, sustainable shoes and bags for life on the go. They're not only super cute and high quality, but they're also made with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. So you can feel great about wearing them, and your feet will thank you. They're the most comfortable flats I own, and there's zero break-in period. It's no surprise that Rothy's best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has more than 3,000 near-perfect reviews. I personally wear my bright red Rothy's every chance I get. They can even be dressed up or down, so I'll slip them on to run to the grocery store or go out to dinner. So go find out for yourself. Check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Comfort, style, and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Now back to the news. Scientists have discovered new planets in our solar system. Sort of. They're really tiny, so they're actually called minor planets, meaning they don't get the same classification as, say, Earth or Mars. Still, Space.com reports nearly 140 of these minor planets have been discovered orbiting the Sun. They're far away, past Neptune, but scientists think these could be the breadcrumbs that lead them to a new full planet in our solar system. It's now easier to undo and edit your tweets. A new Twitter client called Brizzly Plus provides an undo button that lets you set a delay between when you send your tweet and when it actually posts. It can be 10 seconds or 10 minutes. And if you have second thoughts during that time, you can click undo so it never posts at all. It also helps streamline the process if you want to redo a tweet by quickly editing it, reposting it, and then deleting the old one for you. Or it lets you set a tweet to automatically delete after a certain amount of time. Brizzly Plus will cost you, though. It's about $6 a month. As for actually being able to edit original tweets once they're posted, that might never happen. Twitter CEO says that defeats the original purpose of Twitter. Airbnb is giving away $1 million to help people build their dream homes. But there's a catch. The AP reports the company is looking for people who want something unusual. Perhaps they want to live in a house shaped like a boot or a UFO or some other weird design. Another perk? Emmy and Tony Award winner Billy Porter will help with the design. Airbnb says it wants to help people create the most unconventional and unusual homes on the planet. 10 winners will be picked to get $100,000 apiece. You can apply now through April 15th, and then the homes will be built later this year. piece of art donated to a thrift store ended up being the work of Salvador Dalí, one of the most famous artists of the 20th century. He's most known for a painting that depicts melting clocks. In this case, it was one of his wood carvings that ended up in the thrift shop. It caught the eye of a volunteer at the store who said she could tell it was something special. So she took it to an art appraiser who confirmed it was Dalí's work, and Dalí had even signed it. People magazine reports the thrift store was not able to find out who donated it, so it auctioned it off instead for $1,200. The thrift store certainly isn't used to that kind of cash. CNN says most of the art the shop sells goes for $10 or $50. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, today's Feel Good Friday story is brought to you by Magic Spoon, the best way to recreate your favorite childhood cereal, but in a healthy way with zero sugar and 12 grams of protein. And there are flavors like fruity, frosted, and cocoa. Just go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use our promo code newsworthy at checkout to get free shipping. All right, so today we're talking about a policy change that is a big win for animals. Animals used in government testing can now be adopted out as pets. The FDA recently changed its policy, allowing healthy lab animals to basically retire when they're done with experiments. They'll go to shelters and sanctuaries instead of the old requirement for them to be euthanized. Thankfully, that's now changed, and the animals, including the common pets like dogs, cats, rabbits, and some farm animals, are finding new, happy homes. All right, thank you so much for listening today, and a heads up about something new launching today, a new format of our Friday email, where we'll be sending out extra news explainers, more hopeful headlines, our team's random recommendations, and listener features. It goes out this afternoon for the first time, so sign up now at thenewsworthy.com/email. That's thenewsworthy.com/email. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned right in your podcast app or over on our website under the Episodes tab. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.